Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 8, talks between the Lord and Ramananda Roy. Ramananda Roy has just described Krishna according to the questions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and now he's describing Sri Radha, who will just begin. Sri Ramananda Roy then said, "I have thus briefly explained the original form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now let me describe the position of Srimati Radharani, Radha Tattva Rupa. Krishnera Ananta Shakti Tatetina Pradhan Chit Shakti Maya Shakti Jiva Shakti Nama." Krishna has unlimited potencies, which can be divided into three main parts. These are the spiritual potency, the material potency, and the marginal potency, which is known as the living entities. Antaranga bahiranga tatastha kahiyar antaranga swarupa shakti sabara upare. In other words, these are all potencies of God: internal, external, and marginal. But the internal potency is the Lord's personal energy and stands above the other two. And then he cites a verse from the Vishnu Purana. Vishnu Shakti Para Prokta Tetra Gyakya Akya Tata Para Avidya Karma Sangyanya Tritya Shakti Shete. The original potency of Lord Vishnu is superior, or spiritual, and the living entities actually belong to that superior energy. But there is another energy called the material energy, and this third energy is full of ignorance. Sachir Anandamaya Krishnera Swarupa Atta Eva Swarupa Shakti Hayatina Rupa. Originally, Lord Krishna is Satchitananda Vigraha, the transcendental form of eternity, bliss, and knowledge. Therefore, his personal potency, the internal potency, has three different forms. Ladini is his aspect of bliss, Sandini of eternal existence, and Samvid of cognizance, which is also accepted as knowledge. Ladini Sandini Sambit Toyeka Sarva Samsraye Lada Tapa Kori Misra Toyi Noguna Varjite. My dear Lord, you are the transcendental reservoir of all transcendental qualities. Your pleasure potency, existence potency, and knowledge potency are actually all one internal spiritual potency. The conditioned soul, although actually spiritual, sometimes experiences pleasure, sometimes pain, and sometimes a mixture of pain and pleasure. This is due to his being touched by matter. But because you are above all material qualities, these are not found in you. Your superior spiritual potency is completely transcendental, and for you, there is no such thing as relative pleasure, pleasure mixed with pain, or pain itself. The verses from Vishnu Purana, Srila Prabhupada's purport tells us. The potency called Ladini, Ramananda Roy says, gives Krishna transcendental pleasure. Through this pleasure potency, Krishna personally tastes all spiritual pleasure. Sukha Rupa Krishna Kori Sukha Aswadan Bhakta Gane Sukha Dite Ladini Karan. Lord Krishna tastes all kinds of transcendental happiness, although he himself is happiness personified. The pleasure relished by his pure devotee is also manifested by his pleasure potency. Ladinira sara angsa tara premanam ananda chinmayarasa premera akyan. The most essential part of this pleasure potency is love of Godhead, prema. Consequently, the explanation of love of Godhead is also a transcendental mellow full of pleasure. Premera Paramasar Mahabhava Jani Se Mahabhava Rupa Radha Takarani. The essential part of love of Godhead is called Mahabhav, transcendental ecstasy, and that ecstasy is represented by Srimati Radharani. Amongst the gopis of Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani and another gopi are considered chief. But when we compare the gopis, it appears that Srimati Radharani is most important because her real feature expresses the highest ecstasy of love. The ecstasy of love experienced by the other gopis cannot be compared to that of Srimati Radharani. The body of Srimati Radharani is a veritable transformation of love of Godhead. She is the dearmost friend of Krishna, and this is known throughout the world. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhava Tabhish Tabhiya Ya Eva Nijarupataya Kalabhi Koloka Eva Nivasat Yakalap Mabuto Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. From Brahma Samhita, 5th chapter, 37th verse. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who resides in his own realm, with Radha, who resembles his own spiritual figure and who embodies the ecstatic potency, Ladini. The companions are her confidants, who embody extensions of her bodily form and who are imbued and permeated with ever-blissful spiritual rasa. That supreme ecstasy of Srimati Radharani is the essence of spiritual life. Her only business is to fulfill all the desires of Krishna. Srimati Radharani is the topmost spiritual gem, Mahabhava Chintamani. And the other gopis, Lalita, Vishakha, and so on, are expansions of her spiritual body. Srimati Radharani's transcendental body is brilliant in luster and full of all transcendental fragrances. Lord Krishna's affection for her is like a perfume massage. We shall read from Srila Prabhupada's purport. The word Sugandhi Udvartana, which was in the verse. Prabhupada begins with that. Sugandhi Udvartana refers to a paste made of several perfumes and fragrant oils. This paste is massaged all over the body, and in this way the body's dirt and perspiration are removed. Srimati Radharani's body is automatically perfumed, but when her body is massaged with the scented paste of Lord Krishna's affection, her entire body is doubly perfumed and made brilliant and lustrous. This is the beginning of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's description of Srimati Radharani's transcendental body. This description, found in verses 165 through 181, is based on a book by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami known as Premam Bhoja Maranda, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's translation of the original Sanskrit, reads as follows. So we'll read part of this. The love of the gopis for Krishna is full of transcendental ecstasy. It appears to be a brilliant jewel, and enlightened by such a transcendental jewel, Radharani's body is further perfumed and decorated with kumkum. In the morning, her body is bathed in the nectar of compassion. In the afternoon, in the nectar of youth, and in the evening, in the nectar of luster itself. In this way, the bathing is performed, and her body becomes as brilliant as the Chintamani jewel. She is dressed in various kinds of silken garments, one of which is her natural shyness. Her beauty is more and more enchanting, enhanced, being decorated with the red kumkum of beauty itself and the blackish musk of conjugal love. Thus her body is decorated with different colors. Her ornaments embody the natural symptoms of ecstasy: trembling, tears, jubilation, stunning, perspiration, faltering of the voice, bodily redness, madness, and dullness. In this way, her entire body is bedecked with these 9 different jewels. Over and above this, the beauty of her body is enhanced by her transcendental qualities, which constitute the flower garland hanging on her body. The ecstasy of love for Krishna is known as dhira and adhira, sober and restless. Such ecstasy constitutes the covering of Srimati Radharani's body, and it is adorned by camphor. Her transcendental anger towards Krishna is embodied as the arrangement of the hair on her head, and the tilak of her great fortune shines on her beautiful forehead. Srimati Radharani's earrings are the holy names of Krishna, as well as the hearing of his name and fame. Her lips are always reddish due to the betel nut of ecstatic affection for Krishna. The black ointment around her eyes is her tricky behavior with Krishna brought about by love. Her joking with Krishna and gentle smile constitutes the camphor with which she is perfumed. She sleeps in her room with the aroma of pride, and when she lies down in her bed, the transcendental variety of her loving ecstasies is like a jeweled locket in the midst of her necklace of separation. Her transcendental rests are covered by her sari in the form of affection and anger towards Krishna. She has a stringed instrument known as a kachapi veena, which is the fame and fortune that actually dries up the faces of the other gopis. She always keeps her hands on the shoulder of her gopi friends, who represent her youthful beauty. And although she is highly qualified with so many spiritual assets, she is nonetheless affected by the cupid known as Krishna. Thus, she is defeated. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami offers his respectful obeisances to Srimati Radharani, taking a straw in his mouth. Indeed, he prays, O Gandharvika, Srimati Radharani, just as Lord Krishna never rejects a surrendered soul, please don't reject me. Srila Prabhupada ends his purport saying, this is a summary translation of the Preman Bhoja Maranda, which Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami quotes. And now he will describe these points, and we shall continue reading them, Krishna willing, soon. Hare Krishna.